with me. We've got five musicians that are about to join us. And together, they are known as Madeline Joe and Friends.
There's a reason for the season, but I know Jesus isn't someone I believe in. If he was a man, he messed up as good as anyone can. Cause for once I felt the abstract in the music. When I moved, I didn't think about the lessons I picked up. Till I woke and read the front page anyway. It's a new world I was born into. Politicians, preachers, doctors, teachers. A generation gone stale. Cause my friends all take liberal studies, and we stay home when we feel muddy. And way back in 2011, BP oil made the mistake of a lifetime. It was a spill, and we cried because it wasn't
Madeline Joe and Friends here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to go to Madeline first. Tell me a little bit about yourself. And well, what's the name of the song you just did?
Hi, that one was called Deepwater Horizon. And it's about kind of figuring out your place within a generation and everything going on in the world just in general.
Yeah, that's a good title for a song. Like that. Tell me about yourself. Are you from Pittsburgh originally, and just what you're up to in life?
Yeah, my name is Madeline. I use she, they pronouns, and I'm from Pittsburgh. I grew up in Morningside in Squirrel Hill, and I'm now a student at Pitt, along with a couple of the other members in the band. I started doing music in probably the end of middle school, early high school, and actually met a couple of these band members very early on. We've been playing music together for many years, and then grabbed a couple more at Pitt. The bass player was my random roommate freshman year, and it just worked out very well. Yeah, in addition to music, I am a nutrition and dietetics student at Pitt, and so I kind of do music on the side because it is probably the greatest joy in my life.
You might be the first person who's ever told me that that was their course of study. What attracted you to nutrition and diet as a college major?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I did a project, like a research project on a diet very similar to like the paleo diet that I was following medically. I have a couple inflammatory, like autoimmune diseases, and so I've had to change what I eat a lot over the years to manage symptoms with that. And I just found the way that food interacts with your digestive system and your brain and your immune system to be like fascinating. And thought that that was something I love to spend the rest of my life working on.
That's thank you for sharing that, especially the personal part of it. And congrats on the group. Before I leave you for a moment, where did you go to? You mentioned middle school is when you started. So where did you go to middle school and high school?
I went to Colfax for middle school and Alderdice for high school. Although most of my music experience comes from Sunburst School of Music, which is actually the first time that I was on this show was in, I think, eighth or ninth grade with the keyboard player over here, Zach, through Sunburst School of Music.
I recognize Zach's name, and I thought I recognized your name, but I wasn't sure. We have copies of that we can get to the other three if you want to hear these guys when they were like 12 or 13. Let's meet the rest of the band, and we'll start with Zach, since he was just name-checked, as they say. Tell me about yourself, Zach.
Hi, my name is Zach. I play keys in Madeline, Joe, and Friends, and I go to Pitt. I'm from Pittsburgh, lived in Squirrel Hill. Now I live above a fish and chicken apartment in North Oakland, rather. I'm a urban studies and environmental studies major, and I have no clue what I want to do with my life.
Well, welcome to the club. Do you really live above a fish and chicken?
I do. It has some rats in our yard, but you know, we love fish and chicken anyways.
The we meaning the rats in you, or?
Oh no, I live with Madeline Joe from Madeline Joe and Friends, and Kara Steinberg, our lovely bass player.
Makes it. And it's Madeline, huh? Thank you for, I now know that. So, Madeline. Let's go to Gabe, I think, Gabe Hanley, who's playing this really pretty, like, three-quarter size, maybe, guitar. Tell me about this guitar.
It belongs to Madeline, so I know very little about it. It sounds really nice in my hands. It sounds even better in theirs. And I'm just happy to be playing it.
Well, it's beautiful. Tell me about yourself. I know that you can do that.
Sure. My name is Gabe Hanley, he, him. I am a senior at the University of Pittsburgh. Zach, Madeline, and Kara don't know it, but I also live with them.
They never see you as you're finishing. What will your degree be in?
Digital narrative and interactive design.
Interesting. Now, can you sort of... spell that out a little bit more. What kinds of things does one with those credentials do? Grad school?
No, just a the shorthand answer I've developed for family reunions and whatnot is that it's kind of computer science, kind of like creative writing and design. A lot of people are trying to take it into video game design, stuff like that. But I think there's a lot of really interesting work to be done just insofar as so much of everything is digital right now that exploring those means of conveying a narrative or even information. You know, we did a really interesting project recently just trying to visually convey information from a lot of databases pertaining to the city in ways that are intuitive to people. It's interesting. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'll bet. Is the Department of Library Sciences involved in that at all?
A little bit. There's you know, a lot of great opportunities, the archives that the University of Pittsburgh Library offers. So naturally, we kind of end up dipping our fingers into there.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's a just an interesting thing. Here's the random roommate, Kara Steinberg. And it's amazing how that works out. I lived with my random roommate. We didn't have, like, I almost said Zach. It's not Zach. We didn't have Gabe suddenly pop in and unbeknowingly live with us, but Joe and I were random roommates. Tell me about yourself.
Sure. My name's Kara Steinberg. I use she, her pronouns. I'm a junior at Pitt, and I'm an environmental studies major.
And what attracted you to environmental studies?
So I actually went into college as, like, biology or neuroscience, and I realized that it wasn't really aligning with, like, the impact I wanted to have on the world. And I knew I wanted to do something good and feel like I was really helping people. And I care a lot about like the humanities and like issues of social justice. So environmental studies ended up being a perfect fit.
That's excellent. Are you from Pittsburgh as well?
No, I'm from New Jersey. I'm from Hunterdon County, which is like a half hour north of Bucks County.
And you, I've noticed right away, have this Rickenbacker bass. Any special significance to the instrument itself? It's not also Madeline's.
Oh, no. No, it has a lot of special significance. It's still pretty new, so it's very exciting. It's been like my dream bass for a while. So it's like after like 9 years of playing bass, I thought it was time to get my favorite one.
Excellent. Well, nice to meet you. And now, last but not least, we're going to meet the guy playing drums, and then we'll be out of time. Thank you. No, then we'll have plenty of time for more music. Graham, you're up.
Hi, yeah. I'm Graham Whitaker, he, him pronouns. I go to Alderdice High School, and I don't have a major right now. So.
What year are you in at Alderdice?
Oh, I'm a sophomore.
Well, great to have you here. How did you get hooked up with these guys?
So I've known Madeline pretty much my whole life, and Zach, since I was like 3 or 4. It's, I don't know. Her parents were kind of family friends with my mom, so, I don't know, we used to go camping a lot. Same with Zach, family friend, and then we all went to summer school of music together, and we've been like kind of in and out of bands for years and years and years. So when they asked me to be the drummer, I was like, well, of course, that'd be awesome, so.
That's great. You sound great with them. I think it's tough to be the drummer sometimes because you have to know what not to play. Do you relate to that?
Yeah, I definitely do. There's a lot of things that could go wrong on the drums that people kind of overlook. Mostly they have to do with like dynamics, like you never want to play too loud, especially in settings like a funk band. But I really enjoy it. And it's a lot of fun. It's one of my favorite bands.
Have you thought about what you might want to do after high school?
Yeah, I definitely have. That's a hard question. Part of me wants to pursue music, and part of me really does not want to pursue music. So, I would say music probably, like Madeline, gives me a lot of joy. But I don't know if it's something I want to pursue. I have a lot of interests. I really like pre-calc, so maybe that.
You got a lot of time to figure it out. Thank you, Graham. And if you're just joining us, Madeline, Joe, and friends are here. You've met all the friends. You've met Madeline. We return to her now. What would you like to do next?
We're going to play a song called January Carol. It's a little bit early. This one's like a post-Christmas song, but this is my Scrooge song. So,
I think it's just fine because Christmas is upon us whether we want it or not. Christmas is fine. It happens earlier every year.
I personally love Christmas. I started listening to Christmas music already November 1st. It's turned on. This is the Scrooge in me that comes out post-Christmas when I'm sad it's over.
Everybody was shaking their head in the band as you said that. So Madeline's, that's her endorsement of Christmas music in November. Here again, Madeline, Joe, and friends.
Heave and shove. They're taking down the Christmas trees. I see sludge. Salted sidewalks keeping them from freezing over. As the ground gets even colder, it's frigid. January's here, it's uneventful every year. People are shoveling their driveways all around the northern hemisphere. Is it summer yet? Toughen up. New Year's rung 2 weeks ago. I've heard enough motivational telling me to grow through what I go through. This coming year you might have good intentions, but it's quite annoying. January's here, it's uneventful every year. People are shoveling their driveways all around the northern hemisphere. Can't stand it. 3 weeks in, resolutions crumbling to bits. How's your skin? Is it clearer? Have you gone through many?
gym membership. Yeah, that's what I thought, man. January's here, it's uneventful every year. People are shoveling their driveways all around the northern hemisphere.
I liked it. That's Madeline. Joe and friends. Did anybody ever want to call you Maddie Joe growing up?
People did want to call me Maddie. I didn't get Maddie Joe, but that is one of my biggest pet peeves is when I say, hi, my name's Madeline, and then someone defaults to Maddie. And I'm like, that's not my name.
That's why I asked you that, because I know that a lot of Madelines, or Madelines, too, get abbreviated like that, and it's not cool. It's okay if it's an accident, but some people really, there are a lot of Deborahs right now that are nodding their heads, yeah. And some Deborahs want to be Debbies, but many want to be Debs or Deborahs.
You know, there's actually a Deborah listening right now. My grandma is on the radio. She's listening in.
She is. Is she local?
Yes, she lives in Pittsburgh in Highland Park.
Hi, Graham. Does she prefer Deborah?
Deborah or Grandma?
Grandma.
You know.
Grandma, Deborah, I'm glad you're listening. Does anybody else have any shout-outs to people who are listening or might be listening? I'll run right over. Graham's pointing at a woman who's here who I've been wondering who that is.
Yeah, my mom's in the room with us right now in the back, just chilling.
There she is, hanging way out. You're a brave man to have your mom here as I knock over the symbol. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's totally fine. I do that a lot, so it's been through thick and thin. So don't worry about it.
I feel better knowing that. Any other shout-outs? In that case, we'll find out what the next song is going to be.
Let's run right into Apartments, guys.
Okay, it's called Apartments.
Apartments, yes.
Apartments.
And I'd like to mention that the roommate that I mention in this song does not exist, and it is not my roommates. They are lovely roommates.
Not the random roommate or the invisible roommate. Okay.
Apartments are great when you're moving around, but sometime real soon I'd like to settle down. I want a window that faces the east. I'm tired of my view of the loud city streets, of the walls and ceilings never changing. Man, I wish that I could paint them, but I put my soul in my security deposit. I want to put a down payment on a house in the woods. Want to build a
That's Madeline Cho and friends, and I've been thinking about this through each of the songs you've played, but that one in particular reminded me to tell you how good a voice you have, and you're really an expressive singer. Tell me about when you discovered your passion for singing.
Thank you so much. When I was in eighth grade, I started at Sunburst School of Music, as I said, and I grew up in a very musical family. My grandparents both play instruments and sing, and so I was like around that all the time growing up, but I didn't like consider myself a singer or anything. And then I was in a rock band that Sunburst put together, and I was heavily encouraged by my instructors to sing a song. And so that winter was like the first time I'd gotten up and performed on stage. And prior to that performance, I had told my mom, like, I don't want to do band again after this like semester, you know, this is too much, whatever. And then I got off the stage and all the instructors were so nice. I'm like, that was amazing. You sound so good. And then I was like, I got in the car and I was like, sign me up for next semester. And that was really the moment, I think, like getting to perform for the first time. And it just took a lot of encouragement from the people around me.
Did you end up taking vocal lessons or have a coach?
Yeah, I took vocal lessons at Sunburst for about 5 years, all through high school.
I had a feeling you're really an expressive singer. And when can folks hear you guys other than today? Are you playing anywhere where people can come and see you?
Yeah, we've got a show coming up. I don't know the exact time yet, but December 22nd, we'll be playing at the Roboto in Lawrenceville. And we do have some music out online, too, on all the streaming services. You can find it on YouTube, Spotify. Under Madeline Cho and Friends, we have two singles.
Excellent. Madeline Cho and Friends. Let me turn to the Friends just for a minute. I'm just curious about early, I'm turning to Zach. When did you discover you liked music so much?
I feel like I was one of those children, like many people probably listening, that their parents were like, you're going to learn either the piano or the violin. So I did the piano, and I guess unlike most people, I actually liked it and stuck with it. So I don't know, that was a long, long time ago, and here we are today still kicking.
Yeah, I had that experience. I don't think I was forced, but to some degree, it was kind of like, well, exactly, you're going to learn to play the piano. Here's the book that your older brothers used. Let's go and do it. Gabe, how about you?
They also put us through some of those classes in my early childhood, and none of them ever really took. And then in 2020, just before the world ended, I was in my grandmother's house, and I found a guitar in the basement, and like so many young men before me, I Googled how to play Smoke on the Water. And it's only been downhill since then.
Do you want to, can you do it?
Let me take this capo off.
Okay, oh, sorry about that.
Oh yeah, of course. We got it?
Yeah. Impressive.
I choked on that last note, I don't know if you noticed.
I didn't, no. For me, it was the opening riff to 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. Ba 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 ba. Ba da 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 da. You know that one, I'm sure. Maybe not. How about you? When did you discover you wanted to do this?
So my mom has always been really into music, so I was definitely super inspired by her. She plays guitar and sings. So the first opportunity I had to play music was in middle school, and I started playing alto saxophone. I don't play anymore. Because it wasn't really my thing. I loved playing music, but I knew that wasn't really it. So when my band director told me that the jazz band needed a bass player, I realized that that was really what I loved, and that's when I like got super into music.
Yeah, when you mentioned it's 9 years for you in bass?
Yeah, about 9 years.
It's a long time. And do you remember when you first wanted to play? Was drums your first instrument?
Drums was actually not. So like many other people in this band, my dad was a musician. He played the trumpet. And so he made me and my sister both take classical piano. And that was dreadful. It was very stressful because I didn't practice and I didn't care. And so once a week I would sit down right before my lesson and scramble, and then the lessons were not, they were bad. They were not.
Who was teaching you?
I actually don't remember her name. I went through multiple teachers. None of them really liked me because I didn't really practice. But anyways, another one of my family friends, his name was Finn. And Finn, he played the drums. And Finn was very cool. And I was like, dude, I want to be like Finn. I want to play the drums. So then I was like, yo, Dad, like, you know this Sunburst thing? Everyone's doing it. Take me to Sunburst. Can I have a drum lesson? He was like, yeah. So then I went there. And then forever since then, drums have been the thing.
There it is. It is dreadful if you are not finding the joy in what you're doing. I mean, some of it, you got to put the work in, but after a while, if it's not working, it's not working, right? And you just happen to know that. Well, we've had a guitar switch. Madeline is now donning this unusual guitar. And where did this come from?
A family friend, actually. So when I was, I don't know, in like ninth grade, I bought my first guitar and it's lovely. I still have it, but it was way too big for my body. I actually had a friend maybe a couple months after I got the guitar, like, tell me, like, that guitar doesn't fit you. And I was like, so stubborn. I was like, no, I love it. This is my guitar. So I played it for like 4 years. But our family friend, Mike, this is one of his guitars that he sold to me very kindly about a year ago. And I love it because my shoulder doesn't burn when I play it because it's the right size for my body.
Yeah, it's really pretty. And I'm guessing it's about 3/4 size. And it has no pick guard and the wood is beautiful. And
I don't think they sell this guitar anymore either. So when I started looking for a new guitar, I was like, I want this guitar because Mike leaves it at our house. He plays music with my parents. And so I was looking online for it and I couldn't find it. And then Mike was like, I'll just sell you my guitar.
Oh, that's very sweet. And rest assured, Gabe, who moments ago provided you with a deep purple, we'll have to make sure we pay the royalties on that deal. Maybe that was fair use of Deep Purple. We'll find out. But he's got a Gretsch that he has donned now. And what's the song you're about to do?
This one's called You Said It First. And we're really excited to play this because it's the newest original that we've worked on as a band. I primarily write all the songs that we play. But one thing I love to do is take a song that's almost done but not quite there yet and bring it to band practice. And, you know, maybe we change a couple chords and then everybody writes their own parts. And it goes from, like, just something I made in my bedroom to, like, a whole production. And so I think we're all pretty excited about this one.
I'm really honored that you're able and willing to share it with us today. Here again, Madeline, Joe, and friends.
Girl who knew I didn't know who we were. I walked with her until I knew what I wanted. And I met in the middle with the boy with the sunburned shoulders. I braced
Madeline, Joe, and friends, thank you for debuting that song with us today. That song really did a nice job of showing off each of you individually as musicians. It's fun to focus on each instrument and listening to you guys coming together on that. We're going to have time for two more, if that's okay with you. And what song are you doing now again?
This is called Pennsylvania. It's about my favorite state.
Sounds good. Thank you for being here, all of you.
From the windows, lights in your eyes, this can't go on, can't go on. Reflecting back how hard I tried to let it go. Someone's upstairs, someone's crying, can't go on, can't go on. This cheating, burning, twisted, lying, this can't go on. Broken path you started down, I can't hold on. I ran off quick, I ran off blindly. Didn't fix the troubles I had left behind me. Can't hold on, can't hold on. To wipe away the dust and dirt and move along. But I'll move on, I'll move on. Yeah, I'll move on, I'll move, I know I'll move on. Oh, I'll move on.
There, you've got a great sound. Madeline, Joe, and friends, and somebody knows Deborah Bogan. Deborah Bogan, who just wrote Never Debbie, Never Debbie. Here's their latest single. It sounds great. I had a chance to quickly take a listen to it. I'm glad we have it. I didn't realize we did. It's called Denial of the Truth.
Between the gaps, a glance at most, we pass. You were writing down your memories. This won't be the last time. Telephone one in, you'll sleep it off.
hit the ground running, a vacancy on the move. Pull tight from end to end. An omission from our lives, it's not so deep, we're just apathetic. The library's full. Oaks and the hemlocks, denial of the truth. You left before I met you. An omission from our lives, it's not so deep, we're just apathetic. The library's full. On at the party, the patterns on the ceiling will blend. Within, without consequence. An omission from our lives, it's not so deep, we're just apathetic. The library's full of people tonight.
Madeline, Joe, and friends, Denial of the Truth, the song you just heard, and thanks to them for a great live performance today.